need you to do, God is saying, submit. He said, if you submit to me, and I know that every one of us know that our will is contrary to God's will. But if he said, if you submit to me, he said, I'll show you things that you've never seen before. I'll do something in you that you never thought. My brothers and sisters are in need. And I want us to pray collectively. Would y'all do that? Let's stand on our feet. I want you. I know. And after that, you're going to leave. Don't worry. But I want us to pray collectively. These brothers and sisters, they are here this morning. They are standing in the need of prayer. And I tell you what they don't need. They don't need the congregation to pray for them. They need the church. Come now. Let us go down and pray. If you will, just touch that person next to you or in the back of you. Let's do like the Lord said. He said, if two or more are touching and agreeing, he says, I'll show up. And now, Master, as we come now and come to you, my Father, every one of these needs, these brothers and their sisters, they're standing in the need, Lord. They have a situation in their lives. They're in prayer. They come to you because they can't handle it. They can't handle it. They try, but they can't handle it. And so now, Father, we're coming to you. We're bringing it to you. In fact, you are the only help that we know. Now, Father. Now, my God, look into their heart. Oh, Lord, if you won't do anything for them because of their good work, at least do it because of what's in their heart. Please, Lord, please. I pray, Almighty God, that these men and women and boys and girls, that they'll become mighty witnesses for you. Heal them now. We speak healing. We speak deliverance. Oh, Lord, we rebuke every animal, everything, every evil, every satanic thing that's trying to invade their lives. We pray now for protection. We pray now that goodness and mercy follow them all of the days of their life. Now, Lord, this we pray. This we give these prayers to you now. In the name of Jesus. And all of the saints of God say amen. Would you say amen again? And would you say amen? Now will you give the Lord a hand clap of victory? I know. As you're standing on your feet, let's get ready to go home. And now tomorrow night, not tomorrow, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, I need every leader and their vice. We have to be here. We have to be here. Now, unless there are some extenuating circumstances, we understand. But we, listen, tomorrow, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, I need you here. Is there anything that I forgot? Godly Girl Talk tomorrow night. At what time? At what time? Tomorrow night at 6:30. Godly Girls Talk. Now, I've learned this. And here's what I've learned. When I start hurting enough, I went to the doctor. I hurt. But I wouldn't go until the pain became unbearable. And I did not go to my friend. I went to the doctor. I went to the hospital. I went to somewhere where I could get some help. Now, lady, they provided a place for you to get some help. Because there are other people that are going through the same things that you are. And they can relate. And I know that women, you say, I don't trust other women. I know that you had some horrible, devastating experience. But try it again. Give them another chance. Somebody say amen. We give relationships another chance. So come on now. Give your sister another chance to help you heal that hurt. In the name of Jesus. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling. Is there another? There was another? Man. We go as a family. Wherever we go, if we go up, we go as a what? If we go down, that's how we go. Whichever way that we go together. We disagree, but we will not separate. Amen? Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and deliver us faultless before thee with exceedingly joy, the only wise God who have both power and dominion, both now and forever, everybody say amen. I pray that you got the word today.
We here at Christian Love Baptist Church would like to invite you to our Christian Love Family Life Center, located 3515 Hudson Boulevard, next door to the Christian Love Baptist Church. You're welcome to join our fitness center with state-of-the-art equipment. Need a place for a wedding reception, family reunion, or conference space? Well, look no further than the Christian Love Family Life Center. We can meet all your needs with the latest audio and video equipment. For more information, contact Miss Patsy at 318-709-8116. Or Ms. Linda Johnson at 770-371-3466.
When you experience the loss of a loved one and you need to select a funeral home, Robinson Family Mortuary is that funeral home. Robinson Family Mortuary is locally owned and operated in the city of Pineville, Louisiana. Robinson Family Mortuary serves the entire community of central Louisiana and surrounding parishes, including Natchitoches, Avoyelles, Grant, Wynn, Allen, and throughout the entire state. Robinson Family Mortuary is staffed with over 40 years of tender loving care and experience. Robinson Family Mortuary offers cremation, floral arrangements, headstones, and catering for your repast. For information regarding any of our services, please feel free to contact Dolores or Tyrone at 318-442-7300. That's 318-442-7300. Robinson Family Mortuary, a family serving families.
Robinson Family Mortuary is now located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. Hours of operation are from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Robinson Family Mortuary, a proud sponsor of this program.
Southern Heritage Bank is Central Louisiana's family of banks that provide that personal service in a corporate environment. Southern Heritage Bank is located 5211 Jackson Street. You can phone them at 318-561-2227. Southern Heritage Bank has a full range of services that are available, such as online banking, freedom checking, 24-hour bank line. You can phone 1-800-992-7059. And we are an equal housing lender. Southern Heritage Bank promises prompt services without unnecessary hassle. Come in. Let us service your banking need. Again, that all-important phone number is 318-561-2227.
Your life is a wreck. Your car is a wreck. Will your family be next? At Hunter & Beck, it's not about the money. It's about respect. With Hunter & Beck, you get experienced trial attorneys. 318-487-1997 or 800-448-8614. And remember, at Hunter & Beck, you get Hunter & Beck.
thank you for tuning in for today's message with Reverend Larry R. Turner. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can contact the church office at 318-443-8715 to purchase a CD for only a $7 donation. Always remember, it's worth a trip to come and visit Christian Love Baptist Church, 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. K-A-Y-T. Gina Alexandria.
Open up your mouth and give him glory. Come on, open up your mouth and give God glory.
Let your power fall when your name is called. Prove the doubters wrong. God, you're still mine. And strong. So fight this battle for me and help my unbelief so I can tell all my friends
you've won again.
That you have won again. Let your power fall. That you have won again. Anybody need the power in here?
We need it.
Come on, let your power fall. Lord. When your name is called, prove the diamond road. Every time they talk about me, every time they lied on me, God, you're this is what I need you to do.
Fight this battle.
Fight this battle for me. Anybody need them to fight some battles in here? This is what I need you to do, Lord.
Yeah! Somebody give him glory now. Somebody ought to give him glory.
Glory.
Anybody know he's a winner?
Yeah.
Anybody know he's a winner?
About your goodness, how you keep on making a way for me again. Thank you, James.
Come on, family, give Zacardi Cortez a hand.
The Bible said they that wait on the Lord, he said, I renew your strength. And when you wait on him, he'll make things all right. Mm-hmm. When you wait on him, he'll bring that wandering child back home. When you wait on the Lord, he'll make your enemies to be at peace with you. Have you ever experienced in your life when you ask the Lord to spare sick loved one's life, and they died anyhow? Well, what you need to do is have faith in God and realize that God does not make mistakes. I know he doesn't. He deals with patience. Somebody came to me one day, said, Sister Shirley, I've been asking God for me for a long time. I thought I had what I wanted. What do I do when I name him and claim her, and somebody else walks down the aisle with them? Well, I told them, don't worry about it. He wasn't yours no how. I'll give you about 2 weeks. She'll want to throw him back. What do I do, Shirley Ann, when I go to the car lot and name and claim a car and somebody else drives off in it? Well, that's not the only car they made. Wait on the Lord. Good God Almighty. What do I do when I lay my hands on a house? God told me he'd give me the desires of my heart, and somebody else moves into it. Let me tell you what to do. Don't lose no sleep over that house. I heard the Lord say, I got another building, I got another house for you. If you can just wait on the Lord. That's what I did. I made up in my mind, I had to wait on the Lord. So what you need to do is do like I did and purpose in your heart and say this: I'm gonna wait on the Lord. My blessings are on the way.
Thank you. in darkness, you can't see your way.